On the phone with me today is Jen Piggin, artist, teacher, and board of directors chair for the Ominika Arts Center in Prince George. Jen, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. To start off, maybe could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Ominika Arts Center?
Sure, yeah. The Ominika Artists Run Center Society, I guess is what we're called. We go by the Ominika Arts Center for our sort of front, business front. We were created, I think, 2016, following the 2015 Canada Games, and started on 3rd Ave, moved up to the Victoria location where we're at now, and have been sponsoring, supporting artists in residence and various musicians of all different sorts, all the way from literary works to musical and visual arts, doing as much as we can to help promote our Indigenous, our LGBTQ, our people with diverse abilities, all different walks of artists in the community, and giving them a leg up to be able to advance their artistic careers through workshops or residencies, or just experience, for example, doing sound workshops or recording music videos and things like that.
Yeah, I think you touched on a number of points already, but what in your opinion makes Ominika unique? What need does it fill for folks in Prince George that isn't supplied elsewhere?
Well, I believe that in Prince George we saw a gap in services for our artists in regards to especially emerging artists. We've got the Two Rivers Gallery, who do a really great job at promoting and supporting and offering really diverse opportunities for artists in general, that we needed something that was a little more grassroots, a little more flexible in regards to the use of the space, where we could have musicians and dancers and visual artists and people collaborating. So we had hoped to start the space and rent it out for studio use, which we have done, and have multi-disciplinary activities happen, you know, regularly, just really kind of let everybody flourish and inform each other and kind of build a community of practicing artists that try new and different things.
So, of course, operations have been changed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you tell me a little bit about this GoFundMe fundraiser that's currently in progress?
Absolutely. We've tried a GoFundMe in the past, but that was when we were transitioning from one location to the next. At this point, we have found ourselves luckily funded and sponsored by some extra funds we received a couple years ago from Emily Carr's Living Labs. And that was supposed to be seed money to help us advance some of our technology and our sound system and things like that. We didn't find any deals and didn't have the expertise to follow through with that yet, and have been using those funds mostly for sponsoring artists in residence. And when COVID hit, our main bread maker was hosting events that would bring people in the door, usually by donation. There would be suggested rates, especially for the musicians that were performing, or the comedian or whoever was in. And so a good portion of that goes to the artist, and then a little bit gets held back, usually about 10%, to cover the operational costs of rent and bills and things like that. So COVID hit, and suddenly we couldn't have these usual events where we'd bring in 40 to 150 people, depending on the event. So even just the small group bookings and rentals, where people are doing, you know, dances or things like that, we're not able to support them with that space. So we ended up in a position where we used up most of our funds that were intended for, you know, supporting the arts, just to cover the rent and bills. So the GoFundMe was created by one of our volunteers. We're all volunteer run. Everybody puts in the time and efforts to keep us going, and fundraising is one of those pieces that our good volunteer Kate has been able to help us out with. In this instance, we do have lots of other people helping in other ways, but I think we came to the point where we looked at our finances and thought, okay, we've got 2, maybe 3 months left to keep us going at this rate, we're done in 3 months. So we need to step up our game and find ways to get us back into the back, keep us in the swing until we get through the COVID thing, which might be, you know, quite a while looking at how things are going, but we're hopeful and we're still able to do some of our activities, just not as much as we used to.
Yeah, so despite the fact that you're not able to bring people or bring as many people through the door, like you said, there is kind of an ongoing series of events. What's currently happening in Abenika? What can people look for in terms of things to support through this GoFundMe fundraiser?
Well, we definitely want to continue with our artist in residence. We are applying for other grants as well. So the way grants work is we can apply for grant funding for programs, which we've so far been fairly successful to go for the past few years. However, if we don't have a space or a venue to do that, we wouldn't be able to hold those events and those artist residencies and opportunities. So with the GoFundMe funds, that's going to help us maintain covering some of those costs and to hopefully bring in new opportunities. We do have lots of different ideas, bringing in virtual opportunities, and even just, you know, helping out artists that want to learn. We can continue to do the workshops and things virtually, which has been, if you look back on our Facebook page, quite successful. We've had, you know, learning new technology and stuff, and you know, like I said before, we do have our doors open with the artists in residence hosting exhibitions and things like that, because that is our main, you know, activity, and just like any other art gallery has. So we want to continue doing that great work and hopefully bring in more opportunities and upgrade, you know, our system, so that we will be able to purchase the technology to do actual virtual shows, or a combination where we could have a smaller audience and still have a virtual event.
Yeah, so it sounds like the fundraiser is specifically to kind of help keep that bedrock, that foundation open and accessible, so you, these grants, the programs funded by the grants can kind of build off of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it'd be great to also ideally increase our artist fees. We're currently falling under the Carfax rates for performers and for artists and residents. So it would be nice to give them a little bit more, especially given that COVID has, you know, eliminated a lot of the opportunities that would normally be out there for artists especially.
Yeah, absolutely. And in your opinion, what would be the loss of a space like Abenika for a city like Prince George, who's kind of you know, on the verge of establishing itself as a hub for artists in the north?
We really pride ourselves in being a safe space for creativity to flourish, as our motto goes. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is I find a lot of people that have come to this space really appreciate it, the diversity that happens there, and how comfortable and welcoming the space is. So I think we would lose that. We would lose a lot of opportunities for emerging artists and for youth especially to engage in a gallery setting that's not, you know, it's not institutional. When you walk into a lot of galleries, it's very, I don't know, it's almost like a hospital. It's very clean. And our space tends to be a little bit more of a mixed match of various things, right? With the residencies, you'll see the artists working, and you might see evidence of their work being created while you're in there. You'll get to see, like, you know, during the in-person activities, you get to actually engage with the artists. And if the artist happens to be a writer, you're doing workshops and engaging in those things. And I know a lot of other places do offer these, but it's a unique space to have, where that all kind of comes together. And we have some really strange and unique queries on what that people can do in the space, and we're quite open to a lot of things that other galleries and other spaces might not be open to, taking extra risks.
And if folks want to support Abenika Arts Center but don't necessarily have the financial capacity to do so right now, what are some other ways that people can engage and help make sure that Abenika Arts Center exists for years and years to come?
I think promoting Abenika Arts Center and, you know, what we do, just looking more into it, if you haven't heard about it, talk to people. The more awareness people have about the space, I think the better traction our efforts will have, both for, you know, financial support, but also for personal support. And if there's, you know, fundraisers that we could do, if people want to donate objects, like, or services, we could do a fundraiser that way. We could also, you know, we'd graciously accept any, like, you know, good sound equipment or lighting or video equipment to be able to do more of this stuff online, because currently we just borrow things from people, and a lot of people are very giving with their personal equipment. But it is something that, you know, we're hoping to have enough of that of our own to not have to borrow from everybody, because that does get a bit risky when it comes to possibility of things being damaged. And mm-hmm. we do have insurance and everything like that, but, you know, it's just nice not to have to go through that and replace something that you don't really own.
Yeah, for sure. And just having the kind of creative control to do what you want with the equipment available to you, I imagine, is important as well.
And the other thing is, if people need to book a space for any personal work, I know there's some artists, and I mean, this we do offer by donation, but we generally have rental rates for the space, but we try to make it accessible to everybody. But it's good. It's a good spot to, like, you know, set up any sort of setup that you need. Once COVID comes out, we have different kinds of meetings that happen there. It's a really affordable, centrally located, and, you know, it's a very welcoming, easy space to use.
Yeah, that's great. Jen Piggin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.